Let's pick up Calvin in Michigan, and he has a question about psoriasis. Are you there, Calvin?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, you know, psoriasis is an interesting problem for America. And the reason it's interesting is that in the late 50s, early 60s, we started hydrogenating oil. And when we did that, the incidence of psoriasis went from 8% to 28%. So in large measure, psoriasis is a nutrition problem. And so what's actually happening in people that are have an issue with psoriasis, what's actually happening is there's a defect in the citric acid cycle or the Krebs cycle at the liver. And what's happening is the body is not producing adequate fumaric acid. The Dutch went through and studied the heck out of this thing. And so the key issue is stomping out any hydrogenated oil foods from your diet. So translated to English, this means that you don't eat chips unless it's got a... The labeling right now is a little weird. It says zero trans fats, and then it says it has some hydrogenated oil. I don't know what this is about, but trust me, it shouldn't say any trans fats or any hydrogenated oil. If it does, don't eat it, okay? And the worst offender that I'm aware of is peanut butter. The peanut butter where you see the oil doesn't come to the top, that's total garbage because it's totally hydrogenated, okay? And so you need the peanut butter where the oil comes to the top. And you can't eat a regular salad dressing outside because all the oils are trans fatty acids. You're going to have to just have olive oil and vinegar. You're going to have to really watch this. But I can tell you, for more than two-thirds of the people, more than two-thirds of the people who have psoriasis, dietary change alone eliminates all the symptoms. Wow. How's that for a deal?
That sounds great.
Now, you could be one of the booby prize winners and not be free like that. If that be the case, then you may want to go online and look up the PUFA, P-U-F-A diet that the Dutch developed. And this is a very strict diet that, thank God, most people don't need. And when you get tired of that diet, then what you can do is start supporting liver to see if you could express the healthy gene and suppress the bad problem that exists there. And you could also take another step, and that is expose the body. They produce these mirrors that you stand in or sit in front of. It's a curved mirror you can fold up. And in Switzerland and in Europe, what they do is they have you sit in that, even below zero, you can sit in that when the sun is out, in the altogether, and get about 20 minutes of sunlight. Now, if you're African-American, you got to get about 30.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you got to go a little bit more, because your skin absorbs and can use more sunlight than a Caucasian, okay?
Okay.
Now, in doing that, you may find that that takes care of it, okay? So whatever it does, you know, whatever works, works. Obviously, you can take it another step further by going on some liver complex and using that to try to achieve the best nutrition for the liver. So as it shifts toward... the ideal cell resonance for the liver, you may synthesize more fumaric acid and be out of trouble as well. Okay, buddy?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.